the Bank of Cardiff. This is Nick.
Hey, Nick. It's Cooney.
Hey, Cooney. How's your day going?
Hey, good. Good, good. All right. Let's try to figure out your the issue that you're having. Is the code still the same
for the screen share? I still had it up. Yeah, I haven't done anything, so it should be fine.
All right. Let me punch it in. You haven't shared anything yet.
You good?
Yep, there we go. All right, let's see. So Bria works fine, but the click to dial is not working, right?
Correct.
All right, can you show me what happens?
Sure, hold on a second. Let me see what I want to use here. Okay, let me...
Yeah, and then you can just change the number to... Cardiff's line or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Just okay, I'll put my number in there. Okay. Okay. So this is...
Yep, that'll do the click to dial.
Yeah. So that's what happens.
That's what happens.
It opens a new tab and just says connecting. Before I got a new computer and we reinstalled Bria, it would only do this for maybe... 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and then it would make a call.
Okay. Did you just close that window?
No, yeah.
Or did it close by itself?
I closed it.
Okay. All right. 191.10. All right. Let's see. So you're the only one that has this issue right now?
No. Actually, Nicole, I think her phone started working. She now can click the dial. Is that your number?
You know what it is? It's probably the IP resolution. So I think it's a network issue. Mm. Give me a second here.
Cooney, where are you?
I'm in LA.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, let's see here.
I saw the 202 number. Is that the? Are you calling through Bria as well? Is that how that shows
up? I'm calling through VO.
VO. Okay. All right.
Yeah, and I don't know. The numbers get randomly assigned to me. I think if you dial. 858 number that dials me, but
I was just curious because I had a 202 number going through.
VL.
Yes. When we just disconnected Bria, I wasn't using it or whatever. So I'm trying to piece it all together and how all of this works. Right. We just
right.
All
right.
All right, and then it times out. Okay.
Yeah, I think what's happening is. When you're going to the VCC URL, I think it's resolving to the wrong IP address. Give me a second here. Yep, that's what's happening. So I don't know why. Can you check your network settings on your computer? I want to make sure. Would you know how to check your DNS server?
No. Okay. Did I lose you?
Oh, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, gotcha.
I think I know what the problem is. I'm going to have Cooper come over and take a look at your computer real quick. Leave that screen open for a second. I'm going to take down that IP address. So for some reason, this VCC NA2 thing is redirecting you to 10.191.210.66, which is not correct. That's why that's why you're having issues. So all right, I'm gonna have Cooper come by and take a look. So,
okay.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Okay, do you need me today? Like, what do you need from me today?
Nothing really. Are you taking off soon or?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'm gonna shoot Cooper an email right now. So.
Yeah, I'm not. I won't start out. I'll wait and make sure Cooper's set up on my stuff and let him take over from there.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. I'll pop you by email too. So.
Okay. Cool.
And then you guys can kind of coordinate from there. Him coming over and taking a look, but it should be fairly straightforward. So.
Okay. Now right, you're cool. Really breaking up when I'm talking to you, which is, I think, a Bria issue, but it might just be
Yeah, it might be my connection also, but
might be my
anyway, I'll shoot you an email.
Okay. All right. Cool. Okay. All right. Thanks.